Heavenly Father, we pray that you will open up your scriptures to us so that we hear and see them in a new way and draw closer to you over this time of Christmas. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Are we living in a state of expectancy? Expectancy is defined as the state of thinking or hoping that something, especially something good, will happen. Mary and Joseph and their people were living in a state of expectancy. They looked forward to when the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed one of God, would come in great power and sweep the hated Romans from their land and bring in a new era of peace and prosperity. And then Mary got pregnant. She was truly expecting. And their expectancies were tempered with reflection. They were now responsible for rearing the anointed one. How daunting must that have been? Being a first-time parent is worrying enough because you think, how will I know when to go to the doctors? What do I do if? But at least we've got baby books, healthcare professionals, and family and friends to support us. Mary and Joseph not only had to go through the anxiety of bearing, birthing, and rearing a vulnerable child, they also had to consider whether how they were nurturing and raising him was the best way for the Son of God. Whether they were adequately equipping him for his future, for their future. It must have seemed overwhelming. And suddenly they realized the partnership we all have with God and how privileged they were to be invited to be a part of his story. With the expectancy of what he will bring, also comes expectations of how those who believe will act to help in the task of bringing in those better times, bringing in the kingdom of God. And that first Christmas, giving birth in the main room of the house, where the family lived, where they did their cooking, where they did their sewing, where they did all the household tasks. Presumably the upper room, the guest room, was occupied by those deserving the honour. Some little chit of a girl who anticipated her wedding night, bringing disgrace on her family and Joseph's family, was not worthy of the guest room, no matter if she was having a baby. And so her baby was laid in the manger, hollowed out from the stone floor, a manger where the family donkey usually ate. That always tickles me. In a town called Bethlehem, which means the house of bread, the one who went on to say, "I am the bread of life, whoever comes to me will not hunger," was laid in a feeding trough after his delivery. And then there are our modern day Western expectancies. Expectancies nurtured by advertising and movies, which tell us that everyone else is having a wonderful Christmas and that we should be too, if we're doing it properly. They show us immaculate homes, decorated to perfection with not a thing out of place, of smiling mothers who have time to bake the whole neighborhood into a diabetic coma, whilst their families sing in harmony and have snowball fights and ride in sleighs and drink cocoa laden with cream and marshmallows. And nobody argues, and they all have brilliant presents, and not even the dog walks muddy footprints across white carpets, and the cat doesn't attack the tree, and the table groans with deliciously tempting food effortlessly provided. And our expectancy is that Christmas can be like that if we work hard enough to recreate it. I don't know about you, but that doesn't happen in my house. It is not immaculate. The dog does walk muddy footprints across the carpet. And when my children are all down together, there are the odd crossword. The world is not in a good state. We, humanity, have brought about pollution and global warming, which is now bringing heat and fires and drought across some parts of the world, and floods which wreak havoc in the rest. Our nation has more homeless people than ever before, and each year more people in our country are depending upon food banks, and our support for those with special needs diminishes day by day. It can all seem overwhelming. And then we realise that we were shown by the one who came to be the bread of life what we can do, and that we have also received the gift of the Holy Spirit to equip us. As Jesus said, God's Spirit is on me. He's chosen me to preach the message of good news to the poor, sent me to announce pardon to prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the burdened and battered free, to announce this is God's year to act. We don't need to do it all by ourselves. We only need to do our part, just as Mary and Joseph only had to do their part. So I pray that your expectancy of Christmas Day will be tempered by the realization that we live in the real world, where dogs walk muddy footprints and eat the turkey if you haven't pushed it right to the back of the counter, where other people don't behave in the way we think they should, and where ovens blow up — that did happen to me on Christmas Day once — and fires rage and rains cause floods. And I pray that you live in a state of expectancy about Christ's return to fully usher in God's kingdom, because he will in his own timing. And in the meantime, we can, like Mary and Joseph, take our part in his story, because their son taught us how. I wish you all a very happy Christmas. And we stand.